B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. Well, you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
O'clock hour here on Zulak and Bertrand. It's time now for quarantine scenes. That's right.
Tangway. Be doing these for a while.
DJ Bean. What'd you say?
You'll be doing these for a while. I thought like maybe the end soon. Nope. I keep going.
You're referencing Governor Baker today?
Yeah, you're referencing the phases.
Well, the phases. Phases.
You don't like the phases.
Are quarantine scenes listed in one of the phases?
Phase 4 is should eliminate quarantine scenes, right? What's the phase 4 again? Artie, you had the phase thing.
Yeah, it shouldn't just be normal about the reopening of things. Yeah. It should be the closing of certain things and the end of certain things. So maybe in one of the phases they could rework it to say that means we won't have to watch made-for-TV sporting events anymore, like that golf thing yesterday, or quarantine scenes. You know, it's not just about the reopening. It's about the ending of other things that we've been subjected
to. Let me ask you this. If you, gun to your head, if you had to sit there and watch NASCAR yesterday, or you could rewatch all the quarantine scenes back-to-back on a loop, what would you watch?
Quarantine scenes. 10 out of 10.
Right. Thank you.
That's a personal opinion. I believe
don't know what you're talking about. Sports. NASCAR's a sport. We're not doing that. We're not doing it. Just not doing it. We never have done it, so we're not going to do it.
Who's complaining that we're not talking about
that? There's
people bitching
there
me
was
on
one
Twitter.
There was
what, a guy on Twitter? Please.
Yeah, a couple. You don't know what sports. It's a sport.
You know, so you can't.
Oh, no, that's because you went on that tirade last Friday about how it's not a sport.
I don't consider sports being back. With
right, so that's
with
what they're mad at you about. They're not mad at you for not talking about it.
Do you feel like sports
are back?
We're
the last people that you would want talking about it.
Beetle, do you feel like sports are back today because of NASCAR yesterday?
No.
Thank you.
No, when I you know talk sports here, I usually am talking about one of four things, the four majors,
four big ones,
and we make an exception for Bruce Arena.
Hockey's a big one,
right? Conversation.
We would be like having playoff games, right? This time last year, we were
doing
shows on a street, watching people set up with no security.
Yes,
it was crazy.
All right, so today, speaking of hockey and scenes from hockey, how about a classic scene from the movie Miracle?
That everybody has seen. Yes.
Herb Brooks delivering the speech. This is one that I referenced last week. I said, we got to get, you know, the Herb Brooks scene tonight, boys. Okay? Yeah. We need that. And so apparently that is what we're going to get today in quarantine scenes. I don't know
not
who's
a lot
playing
of,
what role, but it's really a one-man show.
Thank you, Beetle. Thank you. Not a lot of back and forth. It is a locker room speech.
All right. So let's give it a go.
Okay.
Roll it.
Great moments
are
born from great opportunity. And that's what you
David Robichaud?
Have here tonight, boys. That's what you've earned here tonight. One game. If we played him 10 times, we might lose 9. But not tonight. Tonight, we skate with them. Tonight, we stay with them. And we shut them down because we can. Tonight, we are the greatest hockey team in the world. You were born to be hockey players. Every one of you. And you were meant to be here tonight. This is your time. Their time is done. It's over. I am sick and tired of hearing about what a great hockey team the Soviets have. Screw them! This is your time.
Now go out there and take it.
All right.
Bravo.
You know, I want to feel good about it because it's an iconic scene. I could have used a little more from Gary there.
I agree.
Oh, Beetle.
I agree.
Oh, Beetle.
I cannot stop staring at his eyebrows.
Listen to
him. He's got David Robichaux eyebrows now.
Gary has obviously...
Where'd those bad boys come from?
Gary has obviously watched the Michael Caine video on acting on stage versus screen. And on screen, less is more.
Okay? It felt like intensity, like over-the-top intensity.
Yeah. Right. So you don't want more, and I thought Gary was fine. I think a few people were treated very unfairly in that piece, and... It, obviously, if you're listening on the radio, you couldn't see it. So as Gary was speaking, they cut to various personalities at NBC Sports
Boston. Kyle Draper looked like old Mike Tyson.
Right. So they cut to Kyle Draper, and they cut to DJ Bean, and they cut to Phil Perry. And then they cut to a trio of dogs, including...
Which is funny.
Yeah, including like Tommy Curran's dog. And another dog. And then they cut to Abby Chin and Trenny. And finally, Scott Zolak. Why do you guys get put after the dogs? That is where I would take issue.
I was told I was going to be put in the end. It was going to be brought up like the grand finale, like a big firework. You know, when you watch fireworks,
right? I mean, it's this parade of ridiculousness. It's like you know, could you imagine? You know,
everybody else they just get through.
You know, DJ Bean's a hockey guy, so he's in there. I get it, and then. All right, you know, Sherrod's in there, so but you know, you get a little sillier.
Ruzioni was in there.
A little sillier,
yeah, I saw
maybe
that.
As
Michael
you
Ruzioni,
go.
The real life Michael Ruzioni was in that video. Did you see him, Marty?
Which was a nice Easter egg, and I thought that
nice
was great.
Touch.
But then it's like, now we're going to get ridiculous. Here are some household pets. Now we're going to get more ridiculous. Here's Abby and Trenny. I'm like, whoa, wait a second here.
I saw Ruzioni at the airport.
Maybe it's an editing choice, but you know, and then finally the most ridiculous at the end, Scott Zolak asked to participate in a quarantine scene. Oh, good for you, Zo.
Thank you.
Beetle and I can just continue to go screw ourselves with most things around here. Thank you very much.
Well, I tried to make him do it through Cameo. So
thanks for the invite. No, I'll just go over there. I'll go back to my my little chair in the pay no mind closet. It's all right. I've been in there for years. It's fine.
Hey, Hardy, do you think Zoe has had any exclusive conference calls with management about the reopening?
According to him, he has. I don't know.
Nope. Why? What happened?
You tell us. Who called
I don't
you?
No, you tell us. You're the guy who's always in the know.
I don't know anything about reopening. I was just told to stay put until further notice.
Any check-ins?
No.
Okay.
None.
Anyone called to thank you for your service?
Well, I mean, we did a nice little Zoom thing, a Patriot Zoom thing. We did one of those meetings. It took a lot on my night. It's nice.
just don't. Stop.
You brought it up, Hardy.
I did not. No, I didn't.
No?
In the context of this video, that's it.
You said, oh, per usual, Beetle and I could just go screw ourselves while, you know,
and then
Zoe
I put it all on me.
Is that what you just said?
No, I'll go.
Is that what you just said?
I'll put that on Gary Tanguay. Gary Tanguay comes up with the thoughts on it. What the hell else do you think he does all day?
I'll go sit in the closet like Meryl and watch alien scenes like in Signs. That's all right. I'll just be off here by myself. That's okay.
Meryl, swing.
All right, phone lines are open, 617-779-0985. Grab a line. We'll continue the conversation on the other side.
Let's go, people.
I don't think it was his best work. That's all. I don't think it was Gary's best scene so far.
I don't think you know what the hell you're talking about now. I'm mad at you, too.
Maybe I don't, okay? Don't go anywhere. We'll figure this out and get back on track after this.
Nice.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, Zoe and the Beetle. Zoe and the Beetle. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
Zoe just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And we are in a protracted labor struggle.
Yeah.
What is your opinion?
Simple. We really got to remove pride. Seriously.
Listen, so there's egos involved.
Ah, come on. There's no other reason the issue is going on. That's why I don't get into word and a lot of all that other stuff, because it takes away from life itself. Man, there are people who's really struggling. For real. There's real struggles out there. I'm not saying neither side are right or wrong. But what I'm saying is, what we're going through right now, we're affecting way more than us.
How so?
Ah, it's too many people live through us. People live through us. Yeah, walking the streets the way I walk the streets. I'm not talking about the people who see all the time.
People who work in stadiums.
Yes.
Fans.
Yes. Yes, who their livelihoods do this research if we don't have a season. Watch how much evil, which we call it crime, watch how much crime picks up if you take away our game.
What do you think that would happen?
There's nothing else to do, Sal.
Nailed it.
That's Ray Lewis from 2011 talking about the possibility of a lost NFL season. What would happen? And he said there'd be crime.
Wait a minute.
Watch how lots much evil, as we
lot
call
of
it.
Crime.
He was talking about fans and workers and people.
Everybody.
Dependent on,
well, that's,
he didn't say players were going to lose their minds.
But well, he should have. He should have said players. That's where he should have started and ended it. NFL facilities, of course, are closed. Four guys got popped over the weekend on various charges. The first player arrested was Redskins wide receiver Cody Latimer. In an incident that started with a shots fired call shortly after midnight, Latimer was booked on charges of assault in the second degree, menacing, illegal discharge of a firearm, prohibited use of a weapon, and reckless endangerment. During the day on Saturday, two players, Quentin Dunbar and DeAndre Baker, both turned themselves in. We talked about this story last week.
Miramar police, yes.
They had issues stemming from an apparent armed robbery. Arrest warrants were issued for those two on Thursday. Baker was accused of using a semi-automatic firearm to rob multiple people with Dunbar's help. More than $11,000 in cash, plus very expensive watches and other valuables worth more than $60,000. On Saturday night, Bills defensive lineman Ed Oliver was arrested. Charges of DWI and unlawful possession of a weapon. And so there were four NFL players arrested just in the course of this weekend. I would say that it's time for Mike Florio and Pro Football Talk to bring back the NFL arrest counter on the side of the page. He retired that in 2017. You used to be able to go to profootballtalk.com and they would have a counter on the side of the page that said number of days without an arrest in the NFL. And Florio said that if the tracker ever got to 100 days, he'd get rid of it. And it got to 60 at one point, which was the record during which a 10-year span that Florio did that on his website. Over the course of 10 years, the record was 60 days, and he said if it ever got to 100, he'd get rid of it. He got rid of it in 2017 because he was challenged by Brandon Marshall to get rid of it. I would argue that Mike Florio's relationship with the league probably had a little something to do with that when he went big time and started being on NBC Sports and the Sunday night broadcast.
Oh.
And I think once all of a sudden he went under the NBC umbrella, maybe he thought, you know what? I'm sort of partnered and in business with the league now. Maybe I should drop this.
I was told to.
Yeah, that may have been the real reason why it went away. But here we are, four arrests over the weekend. Do we have to now worry about NFL players getting into activities that they otherwise wouldn't be doing because they were focused on football?
Yes.
Ray Lewis.
Yes.
I ask you.
Yeah,
it's
yes.
embarrassing. It's embarrassing. It's ridiculous because you're not school anymore. You're not 18 to 22 or 18 to 23. You're grown men now. And what, now they're supposed to all of a sudden police you and you can't act like a normal freaking citizen because you can't work out with your friends at your team's facility? It's embarrassing for the league. It really is. And maybe Ray was right, though. Maybe he knew the players better than I would. But, man, you would think it's probably not wise to carry a semi-automatic weapon, you know, to a party. Like, that would be a bad look, me being a former first-round pick. a year ago?
Well, he went there to rob them. He didn't go there to have a party.
No, he went there to get his money back.
He
lost.
He didn't go there to have a good time.
No, right. So
it wasn't like he came into the party strapping the semi-automatic weapon just because it was fun to have,
don't put this on a league and that. This falls on the individual.
Yeah,
this is on the damn league.
No, you see, Zoe, I disagree with you. He's not an idiot like Plaxico Burress just taking a gun into a nightclub. He took the gun there because he was going to rob the people. What do you want him to rob them and not have a gun? Ask for the money and the watches? No, he's being smart. You take the gun with you, and that compels people to hand over their cash and their jewelry. See, that guy, that makes sense. These other knuckleheads, though, what are you doing? Now, I don't think it's just coincidence. I think it's a combination of not having any real plan in place in terms of when you're going to be back and what you're going to be doing and how you're going to be doing it and going through the same mental breakdown that a lot of people are going through. Starting to lose your mind.
Yep.
Lose your mind.
Loco.
You think that that's what these are a result of, though, or it's just that NFL players don't have their job to go to and they're, just getting into trouble that they otherwise would have been getting into.
That's what they have to do, and it's like the Aaron Hernandez thing. You go back and you hang out with your crew or maybe some bad friends and bad choices you make because, you're not in the city or facility where you're normally working. You're back home running with the wrong crowd.
Yeah,
and you get caught up in it.
If this were just a lockout, right, and they were just, there was something going on, I don't know that they, we would have four arrests in one weekend of NFL players if everybody is just out doing their thing and living their lives. But, people are starting to lose it. Now, this doesn't necessarily jive with, I don't think, national crime statistics, because I think overall those are down. So it's not like everybody is going out and robbing, but not everybody is going out and losing $70,000 gambling at a party either. So these guys are wired a little bit differently. They got a lot of spunk.
Yes.
Got a lot of moxie, these young men.
Baker should have reinvested his time with that semi-automatic weapon somewhere else, like outside the State House in Michigan or something. You maybe parade up and down the street with it there.
More good ideas.
It's more socially acceptable, I guess, when you do that. Let's go to Jake in Boston. Jake.
First of all, boys, Cameo's great. Fantastic. I'm glad all of you were on it. Highly recommended. Second, did you all see the photo that Linda Holiday posted of Bill driving his little 10-pound Klee-Klai around on Martha's Vineyard this weekend? It was embarrassing. It was like the Michael Dukakis tank photo. Like, it was bad. It was just embarrassing.
Wait, what is it? Explain. I'm looking it up right now as you speak. What is it that he's doing?
At the Swoosh Dog. It's not Linda's account. It's the one she set up for the dog. And Bill has
an account.
I'm not surprised, though. I'm not surprised. But Bill is riding around in his bike.
Hold on. He has more followers than T-Bone does.
What's the dog?
Swoosh Dog. S-W-O-O-S-H.
Oh, my God. You are right. What is this?
The Dukakis tank photo. There's a point in every man's life where, they got to be put out to pasture. Right. And when they go from having a real dog to a toy dog, that's the moment.
Jake,
I think we're gonna fire him. Like, this is old and senile stuff.
So Belichick is bicycling.
Oh my God, what's he doing
on Nantucket with a dog trailer hooked up to his bike? He is going biking with the dog in a little doggy trailer that he is towing on his bicycle.
I need you to tell me the name of the account again, because I couldn't understand him.
The Swoosh Dog, all one word.
Okay. Swoosh Dog.
Swoosh Dog is somebody else.
It's the Swoosh Dog. Swoosh. The Swoosh Dog.
Cruising Sconset. Dad's doing the heavy pedaling so that I can pause and relax. Pause and relax, P-A-W-S.
I want to go on record saying I have no problem with this. I think it's delightful. Take the dog out for a little ride. What dog wouldn't like that?
I got a problem with it.
What's the problem?
I got a problem because you get down Florida, too, and the old people, you know what they do? They get dog strollers.
I'll tell you what the problem is. He's not treating his dog like a dog.
Right. It's not an animal. It's now like it's an ornament.
Right, it's now a fashion piece.
Well,
no, the dog can stay home. I can see if The dog will be fine while you go out for your bike ride.
Takes the
you come back, then you can take the dog
too.
For the walk.
How many people take their dog with them in the car to go to the as you've pointed out on many occasions, Beetle, the Home Depot? I don't know, is it with the exception?
Yeah, those people suck too. That's exactly who Bill is. Bill is the guy that brings his dog everywhere.
Yeah,
brings it into the Home Depot.
You want to know why?
And if anyone questions him, he says, "Ah, oh, it's a service dog."
I know
dog.
Why he does it.
You liar! You liar! You're bringing a bad name to the people who actually do need their dogs with them.
You know what? You know what your dog wants more than anything? Just to be with you. Dogs are very social. They're pack animals. They just want to be with their people. So,
have you ever talked to someone who actually legitimately needs a service dog and has one? They hate the people that bring their dogs everywhere. They can't stand that. They're not a fan of that.
How about the people that make it up that it's a service dog and they need it on a plane? It's not really a service dog and they just want the
dog on the
plane.
Yeah, that's the type of person we're talking about. The people with legitimate needs for a service dog, not a fan of all the bullcrap animals coming onto the plane. Yep.
I'm with you on that.
Hey, if you need a service animal, you need a service animal.
My dog's not small enough to do that.
Bringing your dog everywhere. Get out of here with that. Man.
Nobody wants to see your dog at the airport. And you know what? I was sitting there, too, when we got delayed. We got all messed up on one of the flights. And there was this dog that just kept barking. And it kept barking. I'm like, get rid of the dog. Somebody move the dog. Make an effort to silence the dog. The dog owner thinks it's cute. Oh, he's just protecting us. Oh, is he? Is it protecting you from sitting in the seats next to us? Because we look so imposing? Weirdos.
Look at
dog people.
Look, Nike's on a boat. Oh. Where?
Is he on, what, eight rings?
He's got a paw and a football. Oh, oh, look at him.
Dude,
that dog's everywhere. That dog's got he's got the life. Oh, boy.
I like the one of him in front of the computer doing draft picks.
Yeah.
He's on there.
And take your dog in a bike ride. Why not?
Yeah.
What's the problem? What's the problem?
Yeah. Good, Hardy. I'd like to see you buy one of these trailers. Start riding around with your dog in the back.
No, that
dog's on a boat, Hardy. He's really looking around.
If anything, our dog is like, you know what? Plenty of together time.
Hardy, look at one of the dog eating ice cream.
Another walk? We're going on another walk today? We already did this. We did it for 2 miles this morning. And Mom already took me on a 3-miler this afternoon. We're another walk, really? How about if I stay here? You go out and walk. I'm good. I'm going to stay here and chew on this stick. I'm all set. Thanks.
617-779-0985. Hardy has headlines right now.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
That was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Six one seven 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 nine zero ninety eight five is the telephone number. Let's go to your phones. Phone lines are open. You want to grab a line? Do it. Matt is in Woburn. Hi, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, one of those guys. Hey. I take my dog everywhere, man. What? Hey, what's up, Joe? Hey.
What's up, man?
Nothing. What's up? I take my dog everywhere. What Bill's doing is way too far. That dog can't run next to the bike. She is staying home.
All right. So Bill has a granddaughter. Okay.
I really appreciate your point of view on this, Matt.
This is not a dog care. This is for a child. It's for a small child in the back. And I'm sure Grandpa is taking a little one for rides when she comes to visit him in Nantucket. You got to put this on Linda because Linda is now thinking outside the box. Okay, well, why don't we just put Nike in there? You know?
It's not made for a child. You're wrong about this.
That's a child. That's for a little one. Yeah.
Nope. I actually already just Googled this as you said this in the last 10 seconds.
That's specifically bought for an animal.
It is a pet bike trailer.
Yeah, this upsets me more now.
At one local sporting goods, outdoor type of store, goes for $319.
Jesus Christmas.
And I think it's the exact same one that I'm looking at in the photo. I have to pull the photo back.
You could buy a new dog. You could get a dog for that.
Well, wait a second. How does that solve the issue if you want to take your dog out on a bike ride?
Well, like the dog's not good.
Instead of doing that, I'll just buy another dog.
Hardy's dogs get to a point, certain point, where they just can't keep up or run like they used to, and maybe should be left at home instead. You know? Or maybe just go find another dog or get another dog.
Maybe they wanted to go somewhere, right? And let's say it's a beach. I don't know how things work on Nantucket.
You can't take the dog on a beach.
I'm saying just for instance. All right, there's a dog park. There's a dog park on Nantucket. We're going to take the dog to the dog park, but I'd like to get some exercise, but it's a little too far to walk there and expect the dog to get there.
They don't need a dog park. They go on bluff walks.
Well, you know, all right, well, maybe they live far away from the Cockadoodie Bluff. And they got to get to the bluff so they can go on the bluff walk, but the dog's going to be too tired to do both. All right, let's hop on. Let's put the dog in the bike thing, and then we'll bike over there.
Okay, so you're really getting to the root of this. Parking's an issue over in Nantucket. Travel's an issue. Like when you live there and you got to travel there and say you only want to go.
Guys, I found it. I found it. The product is a Burley. Burley is the brand. B-U-R-L-E-Y. The Burley Tail Wagon Pet Bike Trailer. Currently on sale at REI for $319.99. Normally retails for $400.
Oh, that's okay. So it's a bargain. What?
That's what he's rolling with.
Yeah.
So if they want to go to Summer House and just say have a nice late lunch, you could throw the dog in the back there. Like, God forbid the dog would stay home for 2 hours.
So
right?
Hardy is the guy defending the dude with the $400 doggy trailer for his bike.
No, Hardy's being a dick right now, okay?
Okay.
I don't have a problem with it. How's that? Guy wants to take his dog around in a doggy trailer.
You to take the dog? I mean, it's just surprising because you're the guy who doesn't
need
Go
ahead.
Does
he want to or does she want to? Let's get down to it here, all right?
You're the guy that always has an issue with Bill Belichick.
And that's not true.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it sort of is.
It's really not. No.
Yeah. You don't think this is more her-based than he-based? I think this is more her-based. And as we all know, the hers and our relationships usually tend to get their way.
Okay, except when it comes to, here, I'm going to buy a doggy trailer, and we're going to put the dog in the trailer, and I'm going to hook it up to your bike, and then you're going to pedal your bike around and drag the dog behind you in the trailer. No.
Oh, wait,
I'm not
wait,
doing
wait.
That.
No, hold on. Hold on. While we also photograph it for the dog's Instagram account.
Oh, God. This is
You're leaving that last part out.
I do not necessarily get on board with the dog having its own Instagram account, but the very act of taking the dog around in the trailer, I got no problem with.
My dog has his own Instagram account. Do you think I created it or do you think somebody else created it? I didn't create it, okay? There's a secret.
Do you have a problem with the account?
He just got a new lion. What do you call that thing? The big thing around the lion.
The mane?
The mane. He got a lion mane. So he dresses up and pretends he could be a lion now, and he took pictures and put it on there.
The dogs do like playing dress-up. That's one thing that they enjoy.
Check him out. He's Good Boy Ben. B-E-N-N. Good Boy Ben.
So I thought you had a problem with the dog's Instagram account.
I don't have a problem with it. I'm not going to, like, add to it or take pictures or design it or name it. Yeah. Got a new line made now. Play dress up outside. Dudes don't do this, okay? Well, some do.
You gotta do something. You gotta do something with your dog.
You blame the governor for this stuff, okay? All right, let's go, Chuck. We gotta open up, baby, because this is all we resort to.
Yes,
breaking down. I got my man Beetle on. He's gone down this wormhole for dog trails behind bikes and in racks, and he's got price points. He knows exactly where you can buy it.
It took me 10 seconds to find it to debunk your claim.
You
misinformation.
You shouldn't have had to do that today. I'm trying to protect
information
the coach. I'm trying
about
to protect
the dog
the
trailer being for a child, and I said
I'm
no,
trying
it
to
isn't.
Spin it that it's for his grandkid, and she threw it in there. But you Beetle's got no. They went shopping for this, and it's expensive.
It's factual as well.
No,
it
I'm going
to
hear about this first meeting. Okay, all right. Thanks a lot, guys.
You are with who?
Like, what are you making fun of the dog thing?
You're going to have no meetings. Right. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You're going to be having no meetings for a while. It'll be long before.
You can't even get your hair cut. But, girls, next week you can get your hair cut, but you can't get your nails done for another 3 weeks after that. It's a killer. I love it. I love it. Whew. It's good. It's okay.
I wouldn't be worried about getting close enough to Belichick to have a conversation about the dog trailer in any good amount of time. So it'll be long forgotten by then.
That won't happen till the end of July anyway.
You're going to be fine.
by the way, from a competitive standpoint, the NFL is not going to allow their coaches back into the buildings until all the facilities can be open. So I think the state that we're going to have to take a look at here, guys,
Cali.
Is California.
Yeah,
I haven't looked at their rules as closely as I have, obviously, ours
they
here today.
They need more money out there. They need a lot more money, they said. They're in deep debt.
So who's in deep debt? The teams?
California. Oh, Newsom, he's been saying the last couple of days.
Oh, the state
the
itself.
Relief, the state of Florida.
Oh, I don't care about California. That. I'm talking about the NFL.
Well, that affects
not that I don't care about that, but that's not of the concern of this conversation. The teams there, and there's the 49ers, there's the two teams in L.A., what's going to go on there, like, with the opening of facilities? Can they open? This might be the one place where they got to look at moving their teams.
Yeah.
So
I guess all the teams have looked into that already, or starting to, yeah.
Because if that's the case, though, this is going to push back the whole season.
Well, you need to make sure you need to make decisions at camps. You can't go out of state through camps. I don't know why Dallas would leave their damn facility to begin with. And then this could have put a wrench in joint practices, too, because who's really going to want to pick up and take your team and stay in a hotel for 4 or 5 days if that's your concern?
Do the Patriots have any of those scheduled?
I think they want to do it with the Lions here.
But nothing announced, though, right?
Nothing announced. We've done it before with Philadelphia. We're at Philadelphia.
At Giants. So that's out the window. They're not going to be doing those this year.
No, it would have been Lions and Philly.
Right. That's not going to go down.
Yeah.
But no, that is something that came up over the weekend, that when you look at the facility reopening, there's a number of facilities that have started to reopen, but as part of this, the coaches can't be there. So they're letting players back in to do things, but coaches cannot go. And so that's how they're maintaining some of the competitive balance, is players can go, they can use facilities, they can work out, they can do what they need to do, but they're not going to allow coaching to go on. They're not going to allow you to game plan or try and install things until they can get everybody up and running. That could be a while. I don't know. We'd have to look further into that. Maybe we will. Today's takeaways are coming up next.
Nice.
Zoe and the Beatles. 98.5 The Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's sweet.
All right, it is time for today's takeaways, brought to you by our good friends at Awaken 180 Weight Loss. You got time left until summer to drop some weight. Get that weight down. Get to awaken180weightloss.com right now to set up your free consultation. They'll virtually coach you up right there at home since you can't go anywhere. And drop the weight, folks. 6 locations locally. All right, there you go. What do we got today?
Is part of that drinking a lot of water? Is that part of that always?
Right here, I'm back on. By the way, I am back on it. Talked to Paige last week, got me all set up, and you have to drink a lot of water. So I'm just measuring all my water and crushing an entire pitcher while I was sitting here. So
that came through loud and clear today, in case you were wondering. Have a listen.
Okay. Push the product.
And there is a number for the Red Sox of $188 million, about $600,000.
What you got there, Zoe?
Now, that's a – you guys check that up.
I didn't do anything. I don't know what Billy and T-Bone did, but
– didn't do a damn thing.
What you got there, Zoe?
It wasn't just one of us who heard it, though.
What you got there, Zoe? Yep. You have to measure how much water you drink in a day? They just don't say drink a lot of water?
They don't say drink a lot of water. Minimum, like, 68, 85 ounces. Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
I'm going to be peeing all night. Must have had me 5 jugs of that water there.
All right. Not necessary.
I got to pay. I think he said he got to pay.
All right, then. Other thing today, Tangway quarantine scenes, which Zoe was in.
By the way, before we get to this, you know what I finally watched over the weekend?
What'd you see over the weekend?
Knives Out.
And?
What is it?
Fantastic. It's a great movie.
Yes.
The movie, okay. The movie that Tangler
is in. It's a little strong.
I thought it was a chapter.
It's a delightful picture.
I thought it was good, Chappaquiddick.
Yeah. I never saw Chappaquiddick.
Oh, he was very good in that.
Should I watch that?
That's like typical Tangway. Yeah. Yeah. It's worth
also,
a watch.
Okay.
What was your problem with Knives Out?
Well, I haven't finished it, number one. That's part of my problem.
I rented it.
I rented it when it was like on the rental phase. Is it free yet?
No.
And then I stopped it because it was like late, and then I didn't have a chance to get back to it the next day, and then my rental expired.
Okay.
And there's something just based on like principle. Like, I'm not going to pay for that again.
No, I don't blame you.
So I'm just going to wait now.
They already got your money. But no, it's a fine movie. I thought it was very good. And Gary was very good at it.
Just for him.
But playing it.
Glad he found his niche.
TV reporter.
TV reporter, as he always is.
Yeah, yes. It's good.
I just can't get over his eyebrows and Herb Brooks thing. Jesus.
All right. Well, let's watch and listen to it again then, I guess.
Great moments are born from great opportunity. And that's what you have here tonight, boys.
Boys.
That's what you've earned here tonight. One game. If we played them 10 times, we might lose 9. But not tonight. Tonight, we skate with them. Tonight, we stay with them. And we shut them down because we can. Tonight, we are the greatest hockey team in the world. You were born to be hockey players. Every one of you. And you were meant to be here tonight. This is your time. Their time is done. It's over. I am sick and tired of hearing about what a great hockey team the Soviets have. Screw them! This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
I heard something that second time. I think I felt
it was better hearing it a second time through.
Well, I heard what maybe they could have used a second take on the hearing about line. Sounds like he didn't quite nail it. Hearing about.
Yeah.
But it was a cut print situation. So
you should, when he turned his head sideways and you could see how far the eyebrows were actually jutting out.
Yeah.
Screaming like, hey, cut me. Hey, trim me. Hey, just don't ignore me.
Well, you got to wait until next week for that. If you want a professional eyebrow trim, you can't get that for another week.
I am sick and tired of hearing about what a great hockey team the Soviets have.
Did you hear it? Did you hear it? Just a tiny little.
Yeah, bit. Yeah. It needs to be a little stronger, a little more pronounced.
A little bit.
A little bit.
I tell you what. You watch that again, and you see Ruzioni, he's struggling to grow hair. We all struggle to grow hair, right? You and I have been helped. And there's Porkchop. He's struggling to grow hair. Haggerty. And Gary has lost all his hair. And it is back thicker than it is Chiapet hair, man. Credit to him for growing that sucker back.
Yeah, he worked hard at it.
Genes. That's some good hair genes right there, man.
Unbelievable.
Wow. It's like a
Tangway
wick.
Putting everybody to shame. He's like, no, I lost all mine to cancer, but yeah. I got it all
back. Watch this.
No
I'll
problem.
Grow back thicker than ever. What a dick. It's so Gary.
Yeah. That's a funny observation, Zo. Really is. Okay. Felger and Maz are going to be coming your way at the top of the hour. What do we got tomorrow, Zo? What are we doing?
Tomorrow?
Yeah,
I don't know yet. I tell you what, you say, hey, what do you do during court? Like, what have you been trained to do differently? What I've been going down this little rabbit hole on Facebook, like, if you go on Facebook, bottom left, second one, there's a video thing where you could go down, scroll down, like, watch crazy wild rides, airplane landings, how to make certain foods. I become a better cook from that. A lot of Gordon Ramsay, Hell's Kitchen things, where he just goes crazy. Watch that. I watch Cooking Out in the Wild, where you could, like, you know, how would you cook a boar?
I was thinking that you just spend your day filling your dumpster.
Oh, I've done that.
Yeah.
It's up there. It's getting up there. You saw it. By the way, the mower's gone. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's gone?
Already gone, dude. It's out.
See, that's Spiegel scrap, baby.
Tell you what, man.
They don't mess around.
Until them come get it, they get it. Yep.
SpiegelScrapMetal.com. That's where you go.
I ran down during a break and helped push the damn thing up in the truck.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, let's go. We're getting that baby in there. That thing's
nice.
Going. Yeah.
When did we bring that up? Was that Friday? What day was that?
Don't even know, dude. Yeah. You brought it up again today. You still got it? I'm like, yeah, get out of here today. Boom.
Yeah, I texted you this morning.
Half hour.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Yeah,
bye bye tractor.
They don't mess around.
Nope. All right.
Okay.
Well, Zoe, you'll tell us about your newfound hobbies tomorrow then.
Tuesday. Yeah. All right.
Sounds good. Tuesday.
Jesus.
All right. See you guys on Tuesday.
Bye, everybody.
Bugger and Mazza next. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.